Blog Talk
All right,
Radio.
This is Leo from Talk Sports Philly with another edition of Talk Sports Philly Radio, and it's been a little while since we've had a broadcast for you Philly fans. Today we have Christian Klemisch and Lou Esposito sitting down with us to talk about the Eagles-Cowboy game coming up and Carson Wentz and the Wentz wagon. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks, Leo. Thanks for having us on the show.
Great, Leo.
Well,
thank you.
You're more than welcome. Now, there's a big game coming up tonight against with the Cowboys going against the Eagles. And as we know, the Cowboys are leading the division with 5-1 record, and the Eagles are trailing close behind with a 4-2 record. And, you know, us Philly fans, we love to hate the Cowboys, and it's always one of the biggest matchups of the year here in Philly. What do you see as being the keys to tonight's game? How about you, Christian?
Okay. Can't wait for the game tonight. Here's what I see. If you look at what Washington did by running the ball right down their throats, it's concerning, and you just hope that the Eagles made whatever adjustments they need. You know, they looked at that tape and that the defense can stop the run. I mean, obviously, Elliott is looks like he's going to be a premier back in the league. So the defense, to me, seems to be the key to the game. I have, a lot of confidence in Wentz, in the offense, to be able to put points on the board. But you can't let the defense, get worn down with a bruising running game for four quarters. So hopefully they'll adjust to that. And if they can stop the run, I think they can win the game. It's a tough game. You're going into Dallas, into, that huge stadium. And it's a big game. But I do have confidence that if they can stop the run, they're going to be in a position to win at the end of the game.
And Lou, what's your feelings on the game? What do you think some of the key factors tonight if Philadelphia is going to pull out a win?
Yeah, I agree with Christian about the run, and I just watching that kid Zeke play, I don't see how we're going to stop the run, especially Benny Logan. I don't think he's in today. So I'm almost feeling as though this is going to be a shootout. And, they're going to run all over us, I think, and I think Wentz is going to have to answer back. Hopefully the receivers get some separation, and I'm thinking it's going to be a shootout. I think Dallas's defense isn't that great. Obviously, their offensive line's incredible. Zeke's incredible. I think Des Bryant's back today. So I think it's going to be tough for our defense, and I'm thinking a shootout.
Yeah, and the Eagles seem to play better at home, right? They've been playing well at home and not well away.
Without a doubt.
One of the interesting stats is that the Eagles have beaten them 5 out of the last 6 times down there.
Dallas. I think some teams just have another team's number. Like Washington, I think they have the Eagles' number. Cousins plays with a lot of confidence against the Eagles, and you saw it. I mean, they basically blew the Eagles off the field. And I like how the Eagles play against Dallas. The Eagles are hard to figure because, they've beaten the teams. Like, they blew Pittsburgh off the field. They crushed Minnesota, who was undefeated. And then they lose to Detroit, even though I think if Matthews doesn't fumble, they win that game. And then get blown off the field by Washington, where everybody thought the Eagles, I'm sure they were favored in that game, but I think most people with the Eagles' momentum thought they were going to beat Washington. So they're beating who they shouldn't, who they aren't expected to beat, and then losing to teams that they are expected to beat. So it'll be interesting.
Well, isn't that typical of the Eagles a lot in their career? You never quite know which team's going to show up. I see that the lines are going to be a big factor in this game. Who's going to win at the line? If the Eagles have any chance of winning, their defense has to step up like they've been doing, most of the year, and giving Carson Wentz that support and that strong defensive side, so that they can, take advantage of the offense. Now, Ezekiel Elliott, he's having a premier season so far. He's already got over 700 yards, in 6 games. and 5 touchdowns. So it's going to be a real key to stop him, as well as the receiving core and the corners, you know, do their job. Prescott's also having, you know, a pretty phenomenal season, and his numbers aren't too much different than Carson Wentz. You know, he's got 125 completions. Carson has 118. You know, one has 182 attempts. Carson has 185. Carson has 1,324 yards and 8 TDs. And Prescott has 1,486 yards and 7 TDs. So they're having pretty similar years stat-wise, and they're the leaders of their team, and they're young, you know, bringing their team into the limelight. What do you see that Carson needs to do? Because it's the first time he's stepping into this, you know, big rivalry of the Eagles-Cowboys. You know, how do you think he's going to handle the game? And either or Christian.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Christian.
First, the Eagles' offensive line has to protect him, as you alluded to. And a big part of that is the rookie right tackle. You know, Big V. He seemed to improve last week. I mean, he got terrorized in the game against Washington by Ryan Kerrigan, just, you know, pushed him all over the field. I think he had 3 sacks, maybe even in the first half. So if the offensive line can hold up, you know, I think that Wentz, to me, looks like a seasoned quarterback already. He makes all the throws. He's reading the defense well. He can slip out of the pocket. You know, he's got some wheels. He can run for first downs when he needs to, and I think he has all the leadership qualities that you need to be a winner. I mean, I'm very impressed with Wentz. You know, you mentioned Prescott, and I don't know what it is, but I think that the Eagles will get to him tonight somewhat because of Schwartz. I think he's going to see more pressure than he has all season, and of course, pressure. If you can hit a quarterback and get in their head, it changes the performance. So I don't think he's thrown an interception all year. I'll predict that he throws 2 tonight and goes down 3 times.
Well, I think the thing with Prescott, they were saying, was because of their running game, he's not forced to throw it far. I think he has a lot of short yardage throws, and that's why he's avoiding the interception. So hopefully if we can get him in some third and longs, maybe we can force a couple interceptions on that side. And Wentz, you know, you just hope that the line gives him some time. I think with some time, like Christian said, he is making all the throws. And even when he is rushed, he's moving around the pocket, but he's looking downfield. To me, it doesn't look like he wants to run first. It looks like he wants to throw downfield. And unfortunately, you know, as everyone's been talking about, our receivers aren't that great. And, you know, it'd be nice to see him down the line if we can get him some playmakers and see what he could really do.
Exactly. Right? You know, yeah, a little bit more dangerous weapons in his hands, and he may, you know, be even greater than we can imagine.
Like, yeah, I hope it doesn't turn out to be like McNabb, where, you know, we had Pinkston and some of those receivers that just weren't that good. And when we finally got a playmaker in T.O., you know, McNabb had his best season. Unfortunately, it was one and done. But I'm hoping they don't do that to this kid. I hope they get him some talent and, you know, see what he can really do when he has a playmaker wide receiver.
Hopefully they've learned from the T.O. experience.
Right. And I have to tell you, I don't think anybody in Philly saw, you know, this season coming out like it is so far and Carson Wentz becoming the player that he is so far. I mean, if you look in the beginning in the preseason, you know, he got in there, you know, he wasn't even going to play. He got injured right away. And, you know, you had Bradford that they were going to throw up front. You had all these maneuvers that happened at the last minute. And then all of a sudden, you know, Wentz is going to be your starting quarterback. And, I think everybody, well, a lot of people, were very, you know, unsure and, you know, unknown on what was going to happen. And of course, Peterson being, a new head coach as well. And I think Wentz has just shown, you know, phenomenal potential and ability, poise in the pocket. I mean, he's really playing like a seasoned quarterback, a veteran, at such an early stage in his career. And that's very hopeful that, you know, for this young kid to be a franchise quarterback that we were looking for here in Philadelphia to carry us for the next, you know, 5-10 years and maybe even bring us into the Super Bowl finally, you know, as we've all been waiting for forever. What do you think, I mean, how do you think he's handling it so far? I mean, as far as, you know, the media pressure, all the new situations he's being thrown into. He just, you know, just seems like a veteran. I mean, how do you guys feel about that?
I mean, Leo, if you think about it, right, he's played less than 30 games in college, came from a small school, Fargo, North Dakota, although a very successful school, missed all the preseason, and he's, to me, you couldn't draw up a better quarterback prospect than this kid. I mean, if you had to start from scratch, he's humble. He says all the right things. He can audible. He can change plays. I mean, he's just, yeah, he seems like he's a student of the game, and he looks like an unbelievable find. He really does.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Leo,
how about you,
Chris? It's interesting that you say that nobody saw this coming. Now, Lou and I talked about this on a couple other interviews, that when we watched the YouTube video, he looked like a professional in college. I mean, he was in a shotgun. He was audibling. He was directing the offense, telling receivers, running backs where to go, you know, running the ball. He just looked like a quarterback. And the only real analogy that I can give is when everybody played ball when they were younger as kids, everybody kind of knows this guy's fast. He's going to be the running back or the receiver. This guy's, you know, big and bulky, so he'll stay in and block. And you always knew who the quarterback was. And this guy just looked like a quarterback when I watched the YouTube video. And I said, he looks like a quarterback. If you're going to make a quarterback, like Louie was saying, plus he's 6'5". You know, he's big, he's strong, he's smart, and he's got a gun, and he can throw from different angles, and he's accurate. I wish he would run more than he's running now. You know, I want him to slide, but I would like him to take off,
right,
you know, five, six times a game, pick up a first down because it breaks the defense's back. When they have the receivers in coverage, lock down, break out of the pocket, run out of bounds. Get the first down, it breaks it, and it'll loosen the coverage. I think they're trying to protect him a little too much because he is a little reckless when he runs. You know, he still thinks he's in college. He's going to take on defensive backs, and, you know, you don't want him getting injured. But, yeah, he looks,
right,
I mean, so far so good.
Now there's been so much hoopla, and you know, I just think it's great. It's been an injection into Philly sports, really what he has done. And there's been so many, you know, Wentzylvania, you know, Wednesday, all these different stuff behind, you know, Carson Wentz, our, you know, our new hero in the game. And you guys, you know, it's an interesting thing. You guys have you know, trademarked the Wentz wagon, and have started up a little fan club, and you know, a product line, and et cetera, you know, behind Wentz and then the Wentz wagon. And it's such a great idea. And you know, where did this come from? What inspired you guys to you know, get on the Wentz wagon, to bring the Wentz wagon out, and you know, bring it to Philly and to the Philly fans?
I guess I'll go first, and then Lou, you can pick up, because Louie did most of the legwork.
Okay.
We talked about it back when Wentz was in the, you know, in the draft, and when we were looking at the YouTube videos, and then, you know, before the draft, we were on the Wentz wagon. And then I was driving to work one day, and it was Wednesday. I was just driving in, listening to sports radio, and that phrase popped into my head. You know, Wednesday. I don't know what, you know, made it pop into my head. So I called Louie and asked him if he wanted to, you know, register the trademark application for Wednesday. And he said, "Sure, no problem," because we have a few other business ventures together. And I guess when Lou went online, I got a text maybe 30 minutes later, and he said, "Shouldn't we do Wentz wagon too?" And I
basically, I just finished seeing Obama in his interview or his speech in Philly. and he was talking about Biden saying, let's get on the Wentz wagon, or you better get on the Wentz wagon. And when Christian said, let's trademark Wentz Day, it just seemed natural to also do the Wentz wagon. You know, we had been talking about it for months, and it just seemed like a natural. And so we did that, and it's really caught on. I mean, every news sports show you see, they talk about the Wentz wagon.
Tell them what happened. You went to so Louis goes to this Bears game. Tell them what happened, and then the ESPN guy.
So I told a couple people that we had trademarked these, and they kind of looked at us like, oh, yeah, no, you know, what's the big deal? And I had gone to the Chicago Bears game in Chicago with my sister and my wife and a few other people, and I told them, and they said, oh, yeah, it's catchy. And when the Eagles won that game, and it was mostly all Eagle fans left in the stadium because, you know, we travel thick, on the way out, everyone was chanting, Wentz wagon, get on the Wentz wagon. And my sister looked at me, and she said, you might have something there. And sure enough, the next day it just exploded.
I was going to say, it's been, and you have heard it all over the place. Everybody loves, you know, to get on the Wentz wagon, and you put together some, you know, nice shirts and, you know, different products, you know, with the Wentz wagon and the Wednesday. Give the fans, where can they go to get these products and jump on the Wentz wagon, and, you know, the official Wentz wagon T-shirts and stuff like that you guys are carrying.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, so basically they can go to WentzWagon11.com, and there they can see all the merchandise we have. Also on Facebook, we have the Wentz wagon on Facebook and Wentz wagon Fan Club on Facebook. Because we're trying to build up a community, a fan club, and where people can share stories and share pictures. And we have quite a few people from North Dakota and from Wentz's hometown that are on our Facebook page, and they've shared pictures from his college career, and it's been fun interacting with them. And I think we have a whole another section of Eagle fans over there in North Dakota, and it's been a lot of fun. So it's WentzWagon11.com.
Okay.
There are shirts on there for as little.
There
are T-shirts on there for as little as $12. You can get rally towels. We have nicer shirts for like $20. It's been pretty encouraging with how supportive the fans in North Dakota are. And they've bought actually a lot of merchandise from us. But what I want to get back to, Louie went to the game in Chicago on Monday night. And that's when the Eagles just, you know, blew them out. And the next day, an ESPN reporter. Now we had filed the application like a week prior to that game, and after they blew Chicago out on Monday Night Football, it became national news. And an ESPN reporter tweeted out, a Pennsylvania man named Lou Esposito has filed the application for Wentz wagon. And then Louie got called by a couple of televisions and called me, my phone's blowing up. And we were interviewed by, it just came out of the blue. I had actually even forgotten that I just, you know, wasn't in the front of my mind that we filed the applications. You know, I took off after that. We were on Good Morning or Good Day Philly with Mike Jerick and Alex Holly. Then we did another interview with one of their reporters, Bill Rohr, you know, both things aired on television. So it's been pretty fun so far.
Yeah. So this, you know, this adventure, you know, has been just as starry-eyed or dramatic as Wentz has been himself. You know, it sounds interesting that you guys have now have a contact with North Dakota. And you have, you know, communications and the fan base between North Dakota and the Philly boys like yourself.
You know, Lee, it's been so much fun, and it's fun to be connected to the team. You know, we're lifelong Philly sports fans, and, of course, we bleed green. The other nice thing is we do donate 10% to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and it feels good to give back and, you know, help the children there. It's a great hospital, obviously, and So it just feels good to be part of the community, to have the fun and the interaction with the fans, and also to do good with Chops. So it's just been a whirlwind, and it's been a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
So to make it a win-win situation for everybody. And where do you see? I mean, what are you hoping? Because you know, it rides a lot on what on Wentz and what he's doing. Where do you see this you know going? Where would you like to see your Wentz wagon and Wentz days you know going in the future?
5 Super Bowls later, you know, and millions of products sold. Which will be good for everybody, be good for the community, be good for us, be good for Children's Hospital. We've also offered to donate, you know, whatever portion of, you know, to a charity of Wentz's choice, you know, if he decides to join us, which would be nice. You know, we grew up in the neighborhood. We're lifelong fans, and, you know, we'll be fans after Carson Wentz. We were fans before Carson Wentz. But all indicators from what, you know, from what you read about the guy, he seems to be a, you know, a guy with integrity. Seems to be a good guy, and you know, a great quarterback to boot.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to get myself a shirt and join the Wentz wagon myself at you know at some point in the near future. All right, let's just jump back, you know, into the you know what the Eagles are doing. And one thing that's kind of surprising to me so far this year, because the NFC East, you know, last year was a dog division and really hasn't been a powerhouse, you know, for a little while now. And, you know, looking at the standings, you know, every single team has a winning record. You know, Cowboys 5-1, Eagles 4-2, Giants 4-3, Redskins 4-3. So it's a, you know, it's a tight-knit group. And you know, what do you see is the, you know, the change in the division? I mean, do you see it as a, you know, up and coming powerhouse? You know, what do you see going that might happen? You know, in this division this year, so, because it looks like it's going to be an interesting rest of the season. How about you, Christian? What do you see?
I'm guessing Washington lost that game earlier today.
That was a tie.
It ended in a
tie.
Yeah,
they got it.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird.
Yep. So they're 4-3-1.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins looked great. So, you know, I think they have, you know, good nucleus. As far as Dallas goes, I, you know, although Prescott looks, you know, has looked good, you know, has looked great, I don't see the same skill set in him that I see in Wentz. I don't see the same, you know, leadership abilities. I don't see the same strong arm. I don't see the same accuracy. He has a lot of weapons now. I mean, he has the great offensive line. He has Dez Bryant. He has Beasley. He has Ezekiel Elliott. So he has a strong team around him. But I think once he goes through the league one time, just like a pitcher in baseball, that defenses begin to scheme against him. And, you know, even if they get in the playoffs, you're going to be playing better defenses. I think that he'll come back down to earth. I think he's riding a high now. That at some point, I think the interceptions are going to start to come. I think he's going to start to get banged around once defenses figure out how to stop that run. I don't think this is the beginning of another Troy Aikman, you know, Emmitt Smith era. I think that they caught a lot of people off guard. I do think they have a strong offensive line, but I don't think Prescott is, you know, what he has shown so far. I think the you know, the blemishes will show soon.
How about you, Lou? What do you see in the division this year, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it seems interesting. You know, it seems like all the teams are on the upswing. I think the Giants might have hit their peak, and they may have to come down for a little bit. You know, Eli's getting older, and that team seems like it needs a little bit of a rebuild. But certainly the Eagles, you know, seem positive. It's going to depend on some drafts in the future, and hopefully they do a good job there. I think Dallas, you know, everything you read about them, they're a good young team. They have that offensive line where usually that's the key, and I think they're fairly young. So I think Dallas is the real deal, and we'll see about Prescott. And then the Skins, I'm not sure I'm a big believer in the Skins, but so far, you know, they're playing okay. So I think it's going to be the Eagles and Dallas in the stretch run. I really do.
All right. Yep. And a lot of the games, you know, division games are, you know, now and coming up later. I mean, this week they got Dallas. You know, next week they got the Giants. The Eagles have a really tough schedule. You know, Atlanta, Seahawks, Packers, Bengals. And then you got, you know, the last four games of the year, you got the Skins, the Ravens, the Giants, and the Cowboys to finish off the year. So I think it's going to be very exciting, you know, and a tough race in the NFC East.
Do we have enough time, yeah, Leo, to run through those games and give you wins and losses like we did last week, like you and I did last week?
We can give it a shot. We got a few minutes left. We got about 5 minutes left to the show.
All right. So why don't we do that?
Okay. We got the Dallas game today. What's your predictions?
Just because they're in Dallas, I'll give them and I'm interested to see what Louis thinks. So I'll give them a loss today.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a surprise win. I'm going to go with a surprise win. It looks like a loss on paper. And that's usually when the Eagles surprise you. So I'm going to go with the W.
Right. And I'm going to be a good fan, and I'm going to say it's going to be a close matchup. I'm going to say it's going to be, you know, within about a field goal difference, and I'm going to give a 24 win to the Eagles. And then next week they got the Giants. What do you see there?
I'll give them a W there.
I'll do the same.
Yep, and I see a W there as well. How about the?
So I have one
the,
and one.
The,
you guys have two and two.
How about the Falcons?
Where is that game? In Philly or in?
That Atlanta? That's home. Falcons is home.
All right, so I'll give them.
I'm going to give them a win. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a win too.
Wow. You guys got to.
Then they go out.
Then
they go out to Seattle. After that,
I'll give them a loss in that game.
I would have to give them a loss also.
I'm also in the loss category there. Then they come up against the Packers.
In Philly or in Green Bay?
They are home.
I'll give them a W.
Yeah, the Packers are a little overrated this year. They have a lot of injuries. I think that's a W.
Right. And I'm also going to go with a W there. So we're basically, you know, 4-1, 3-2s. Then they got the Bengals away.
I'll take a W there.
Yeah, the Bengals are – what a disappointing team that is. I'd definitely go W.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the surprise upset there for the Bengals. It's just one of those, you know, I don't know. I think that's going to be a thorn game. For some reason, just getting off the top of my head. So I'm going to go with a loss at the Bengals. Then they're going into Washington. Mm.
Well, Washington's coming here.
Yeah, they're coming here.
I'll say Wentz gets revenge, and I give him a W. So I got him at 5-2 over the next seven.
Definitely revenge, definitely a W.
Yep, and I'm going to give him a W there as well. So I think
that means
bet
Washington.
Pretty close.
Lou says death.
then you got the Ravens away. I'm gonna give them a loss there. I'm gonna give them a loss at the Ravens.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. I'll go an L.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I think they'll beat Baltimore. I think they'll be coming together by that point. So I got them at 6-2. I'm looking like the homer now.
And then you got the last two games are going to be at home against the division opponents. You got the Giants at home, and I'm gonna give them a win there.
I'll give them a loss because I don't think they'll sweep them. I think they'll split with the Giants.
I'm gonna go a win there also.
All right, and then in the final. Game that is Dallas on January 1st.
Dallas here,
you know,
right?
And Dallas is here.
What a festive day that's going to be with the Mummers Parade and the Eagles, and it could be for the division. And I'm going to go for a festive, drunken Eagles win that day, without a doubt.
That's on New Year's Day, Lou?
New Year's Day. It's going to be incredible.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna just have to give. I have to give him the win there, and to take the division.
Well, I have.
I find it interesting.
8-2. Go ahead.
8-2. Yeah, and I have them 7-3 going in. So we all have them playing out a great season. You know, it's interesting that I took a poll on Talk Sports Philly and put it out, you know, just before the season started. And, you know, a good majority of the people, you know, say the highest 22% of the people said they were going to have a 10-6 season. 13% said 11-5. 7% said 12-4. 19% said 9-7. 11% said 8-8. And, you know, 15% said 7-9 season. You know, 8% 6-10, 5% 5-11. But it looks like, you know, they're going to have a high end season if they keep on going the way they are. And hopefully, you know, our predictions, you know, hold out true. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show, and I just want to give you, you know, a last minute statement that you'd like to say, Christian.
All right. Well, thanks again for having us on. And I'd like to mention the website again, which is www.wentzwagon11.com. And I hope that even if they do what they did in the first half of the season, right, they go 4-2 and 4-2, that will be 8-4 and then maybe 3-1. So you wind up at 11-5 and get into the playoffs. That will be great.
Okay.
Yeah, Leo,
how
like
about
to say,
you
know, thank you for having us on. I really appreciate it. And I'd just like to say go Birds.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show and speaking with us here at Talk Sports Philly. And, you know, we'll certainly be cheering along with the Wentz wagon tonight, watching the Dallas Cowboys and Eagles. Should be a fantastic game. And let's go Birds. And to the Philly fans out there, once again, get on the Wentz wagon. Look up the online website to order your shirts. And let's bleed green. All right. We'll talk with you again on the next episode of Talk Sports Philly Radio.